This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Heavy rain brought flash flooding to Australia's largest city of Sydney on Sunday, prompting rescues and residents to sandbag houses as authorities warned of bad weather ahead. Emergency authorities received 50 calls for assistance, mostly for sandbagging of properties and help plugging leaking roofs from residents in Sydney, which is the capital of New South Wales state. This comes after Sydney in 2022 notched its wettest year in 164 years. Ukraine's top security agency has notified a prominent Orthodox priest that he was suspected of the criminal offense of condoning Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Metropolitan Pavel is the abbot of Kiev-Pechersk Lavra Monastery, Ukraine's most revered Orthodox site. He has strongly resisted the authorities' order to vacate the complex. Earlier in the week, he cursed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, threatening him with damnation. Pavel has described the accusations made by Ukraine's Secret Service, or SBU, as being politically driven. The monks in the monastery belong to Ukraine's Orthodox Church, which has historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church. I'm Karen Chamas.
A U.S. think tank says satellite imagery has indicated a high level of activity at North Korea's main nuclear complex. Washington-based 38 North said Saturday that images taken in March suggested that an experimental light water reactor at the country's Yongbyon site was nearing completion. This comes after leader Kim Jong-un ordered the production of weapons-grade nuclear material to be ramped up. The report said water discharges were detected from the reactor's cooling system, suggesting that the reactor is nearing operational status. The images also indicated new construction had started around the site's uranium.